minutes and 55 seconds, still talking about the same slide. Still at 3:15, still talking about the same slide. Okay. Let's go up to about 4 minutes and 15 seconds. Let's see what we get here. All right, that should give us the whole next slide. I'm going to go ahead and pull Jenny up here. Jenny, are you on? Are you with me, Jenny? Are you with me, Russell?
I'm here, yes. So what is the wellness track system key to producing predictable and sustainable growth is duplication. Nobody keep going? You want to wait?
Throw Jenny in on this conversation because she's new. Let me, I'm going to go ahead and put this up on the...
Put that on the webcast?
Webcast. I think you'll be okay just following my verbals, but if you need to, you can switch to the webcast.
Different to be lonely on the call with you.
Yeah, sometimes it is. Because I don't...
Have you watched that before? Have you watched that before?
Is that you, Russell?
Okay.
Is that you, Russell?
I can faintly hear you.
Oh, was that you? They're asking if we'd watched it before?
I was yelling at Justin.
Okay.
So quiet on the call, sorry.
Oh, okay. I just thought somebody else was on. All right. I'm going to go to OnStar Webcast. Oh, wait. That's not what I want. All right. I'm going to find out if, what's her name? Jenny's on. Jenny, are you on? Steve Crowfoot, are you on?
I'm here.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Just a
second. Hi, Bob.
All right, there's Jenny. Okay, good.
Hi.
Hi. We're going to go right through the beginnings just as if we sponsored somebody in another town, okay?
Okay.
And so I will come back to this page here. What Russell and I are doing right now is saying, all right, what if we sponsored somebody in another town and you wanted to get them up and running really quickly? And we go to thewellnessnetwork.com. And that kind of makes sense to everybody that if you gave them a website, they could probably find it, right?
Right.
I got to get rid of this dumb installer thing. It somehow is... It's not working. The installer won't install anything. It just gets stuck on the page. So, Steve, help me out. How do I get rid of that guy forever?
Wish I knew.
Dang it, Steve. That's what I pay you for here. Okay, there we go. I can get rid of it for that anyway. Okay, so when we come into the Wellness Network, one of the things that we want to find out is it useful in its current configuration? Will it make sense? So, if you all look at this front page, what would you do first?
Click on introduction.
Steve, what would you do first?
Throw my hands up.
Just, it would be overwhelming, right?
Yep.
So if we had another document somewhere posted that was just, welcome, this is fun to have you, here's your first steps, 1, 2, 3. And we said, go to this thing and click on introduction. Would that help?
Yes.
No. Oh.
I think that would help me too, because the steps, this is too overwhelming. So what we're going to do is we're going to click on this introduction, and if you haven't heard it, it actually is very good. It's 6 minutes and 20 seconds long, and what Russell and I are doing now is going through that, and I will take you to it so we can go through it. And I'm going to turn the sound off because there's just, we can go through it pretty quickly. What is the Wellness Network? And I want both of you to just give me a perspective as we read these terms. If you're a brand new person and this is the very first thing that you got stuck to, Would it make sense, and where are we going to stick it if we're going to use it at all? And we're going to go through and try to prioritize things, because there's a lot of this on here I wouldn't use. And it says, what's the Wellness Network? The Wellness Network is a global organization of wellness consultants who share the common goal of building a successful wellness home business around the world. Would that be confusing to anybody just because it doesn't say Nikan in there, or what do you think?
I think that's fine.
Is this for a brand new person?
Brand new person, never seen anything before.
Well, they probably don't know what a wellness consultant is, right? Or do you just don't know to you?
That's what I'm wondering. You know, if it's like...
When I started, I didn't know what it was. I had to ask.
If I give a welcome page, the first thing I did was to say, welcome, you're now a wellness consultant. That helps, right? That means, and then we tell them what a wellness consultant means. So would that be a good place to start?
Yes.
Okay, then when they came to this page, and then would say, your first step is... Now, we may throw this all out. I'm just making some notes here. And go to thewellnessnetwork.com. And if we did it on the Internet, it could just be a link. And then if it wasn't intuitive there, we can, and we click on the link. And then we go, when you're done, return for step two. Maybe? I don't know. Click the back arrow. We'll find out. Okay, so what is the Wellness Network? Would you get off the page, you little turd? It is a global organization of wellness consultants who share the common goal of building a successful wellness home business around the world. Well, I guess we'll take that for face value at the moment. Now, here's our next slide. Why join the community? First, it's a global community of like-minded, get off of there, buckethead, with like-minded vision. A Wellness Network website that provides all the tools to be successful, plus an interactive Wellness Network blog. I don't know why you have to throw that in there. So if I say blog and you two are computer users, what am I talking about? Does that mean anything to a new person?
I don't think it would. I mean, it's just a place where you could talk and interface with other people, I think, right? But you already said that it provides all the tools successful.
Yeah. Steve, is that redundant information or does it help or what do you think?
Which one?
The blog thing. Does that make you more confident that this thing has a blog?
No.
But it's just like whatever, right?
Yeah, I'm not into blogs.
Sounds like for somebody who doesn't want to do anything to me.
Me?
No, this would be a reason for somebody to sit down and chat with somebody and do nothing as opposed to getting their business built.
Right.
So I might recommend pulling the blog out of there. Now, that's something they want to have in there because they think it's cool. I don't know why they think a blog is cool, but they think it's cool. Okay, then the launch pad, a support structure for those committing to a 90-day launch. Is that intuitive to a brand new person?
They say, what's
generically, does a 90-day launch sound like something you'd want to do?
Yes. I don't know.
Any problem with that terminology?
I don't think a new person would understand it.
You do or don't?
I don't. What's a launch?
I don't either. Yeah, I think that if the idea is awesome, like if you could word it different maybe, so... they know what you're talking about, like give a little, like where it says, you know, the launch pad, and then give a different description, maybe? More detailed?
Let me try something here. Let's see if he says it over the voice.
Next is, and this is one of the key things with the Wellness Network, is the launch pad. It's a support structure for those committing to launching their business. All know, especially those who have been very successful and have really focused with a 90-day launch. Now we have a complete structure to support you in that 90-day launch via the Wellness Network.
Does that help, having somebody talk their way through it? Or could you even hear it?
I could hear it. I thought it helped. But I don't know. I still think it says, it talks about the 90-day launch later. Does it tell what it is? Like, it says there's a 90-day launch, but how do you know how to go about doing that or even really what that is?
It's telling you that I think it's just saying that in the future you'll learn about this. This is an overview.
Okay.
It's going to have weekly and monthly web trainings and events to support the rhythm of the business. And the rhythm of the business, is that just intuitive, or what do we do with that? Again, it probably makes sense to just hear him saying it. Let's do this. Russell, are you still with me?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and play this out. From about, because it only takes 6 minutes, but I'll cut it down to five. And let's see, you guys tell me to stop if you have any questions.
You're playing it over the phone call or playing it through the computer?
I'll play it over the phone call.
Very similar integration built around their annual calendar. The Wellness Network is completely and 100% aligned with Beacon's rhythm of business, which allows everybody to have that greater level of success planning their whole year and linking that to the 90-day rhythm and their 90-day launch. Finally, we use the Wellness Track system, which is available both online at thewellnessnetwork.com, or there's a downloadable version as well. And it's used as a guide created and supported by people in the Wellness Network community. It's kind of like an open source platform to be able to help people build and grow their business in a very...
If you're playing it, I cannot hear it.
Russell. ...here with us today, relatively new to the Wellness Network.
Okay, you're saying you can't hear it?
All I hear is a tiny whisper.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get a booster speaker for this. And you guys chat for a second, I'll be back.
Hi. Are you from Spokane?
Steve, does that look like simple steps to go through so far for you, or?
Me? Are you talking to me?
Yes, and your name is? I'm sorry.
Hello?
This is Russell.
Oh, hi, Russell. This is Jenny. Were you
Jenny?
Just talking to me a second ago?
Yeah. Does it sound simple to get started with?
It sounds simple, but I think some of the terminology is too, you just don't know what that is, you know? Like you're saying, like, what's a 90-day launch?
Okay.
Kind of thing. What do you think?
Well, I've been in a while, so I understand that, and it, you know, it's more natural for me to hear it than for you as a brand new person, so that's why we're asking for your advice.
Oh.
So that,
are you with us?
Yes, I am.
So you need like a guide sheet or something to help you know where to go.
And for you and your
like the welcome page?
I'm a student. I'm at the University of Toronto.
All right, I'm going to try something here. I'm going to, unfortunately, my daughter is stealing my deal, but I'm going to put this here and see if I can get a little bit more volume out of it. She's got a party and the sound is going on my attachment speakers. So, let's check and see if I'm on full volume. Yep. Okay, and let's see if this works any better, because what he's going to do now is ask a girl who's brand new, who's gone gold as a student and has never met or never seen in person the three silvers that she's got. They all did it over this network.
Both the Wellness Network and the Wellness Track.
Can you hear better?
Business in building again.
Thank you, Craig. Well, for me, I'm a student. I'm at the University of Toronto at this moment. Before starting my NECAN business, I had zero experience and zero education in the field of business. So I wanted to know that when I started, I wouldn't be at a disadvantage. And for something, if I see something that offers a clear, solid support structure and teaches proven, duplicatable, 100% duplicatable methods, that's what sort of gave me the confidence to know that I can have as much of a chance of building a successful NECAN business as anyone else. So for me, the Wellness Track system was really the most beneficial thing. And what the Wellness Track system is basically the key to producing predictable and sustainable growth, and we know to be the cornerstone of any successful NECAN business, which is duplication. The system identifies two key concepts. First of all, identifying the core business competencies at each rank, and secondly, assigning the various roles and responsibilities of each rank. So it's a matter of learning what you need to know when you need to know it instead of all at once. This basically gives the business a clear and necessary structure, which again was very important to me. The track brings into alignment the vision, purpose, and plan for growing your business through each stage of development, alignment really being the operative word here. And what's very important is that it integrates and promotes the rhythm of NECAN and the achievement of balance in the five pillars of health. So track is 100% in sync with NECAN's own vision, purpose, and plan. And the best part of all of this is that it's all free. We've got the Wellness Network website, the blog, and the Wellness Track. And again,
okay, now what I want to ask there is, do you all feel like, hi, Russell. Russell just came on the Wellness Track system here. Do you all feel like that's written in seventh grade language, or does that sound like it's college language?
Seventh grade.
So you understood all that and it wasn't overwhelming?
Nope.
Steve, do you have a perspective on that? Or Russell, you on now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, did you catch that terminology that she was reading off there?
I read most of it, yeah. I thought it was okay.
Okay, doesn't feel like we're shooting over the head. All right, let's finish this out then.
Okay.
Get on to some other pieces.
There's nothing we appreciate more than something of value at no cost. So that's sort of how I've really been able to integrate all of this into my business and really, really benefit from it. So back to you, Craig.
Excellent. Thanks very much. I really appreciate you sharing that, especially from a student's perspective. And I think what's great about this track is you talked about being duplicatable, and it's a proven system, really about being coached and mentored around that system. You know, whether you're a student, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're a medical doctor, whether you've got full-time employment, it almost doesn't matter what walk of life you have. You have the support and the community to support you, and everybody has that vested interest in helping you grow and having that success around the track. So thank you very much for sharing that. So the next steps really are, you know, where to go from here. Well, first of all, is go to www.thewellnessnetwork.com. You actually may be there right now, or you may be seeing this presentation via an email that you received. But the first step is to go to this site. Next, click on the How to Get Started. This is a great step-by-step point to really get an idea of the flow and how to use the site and some of the tools around it. And then we also recommend you to visit the blog and have fun with it. Comment on different articles. There's a lot of different things you can vote on. We really believe that the community knows best. The more of a like-minded community can help constantly grow and progress everything that we're doing with NECAN, make everything better, more duplicatable, and more professional, and help everybody achieve the level of success of reaching NECAN's vision of having a wellness home literally on corners and streets all around the world. And that's our goal. So on behalf of the community here at the Wellness Network, first of all, thank you very much for taking this time to hear this short message. And the next step is we hope you consider being part of this community. We know the impact that it can have in your own business, and we know that you're going to have a ton of fun doing it.
that whole thing? Would it make you more confident in, okay, now I'm starting with something that has structure or what?
It makes me more confident because it would have some, it sounds like it has some stepping stones. And just hearing, was that Marina talking?
No, this was a college girl from Canada.
Oh. Anyway, just hearing her talking, you can hear the, like that she's sure of it in her voice and how it helped her. You can tell that she's being honest about it. So that's reassuring too.
You guys, anybody, any concepts?
I couldn't hear her comments, but I think it was okay.
Oh, the girl, you couldn't hear her comments?
I couldn't hear Jenny.
Oh, that's so weird, Russell. I don't know why yours is, we all seem to be picking it up pretty good. Hmm. Steve, any comments, or are you still on with us?
I'm on. I just apologize. I didn't respond the last time because I had my phone stuck down in my inside my shirt so it wouldn't fall off.
Oh, I
wouldn't fall. I
got you.
Apologize. I like the comments that she made, and I think it's a nice improvement on just having mic talk.
You know, I agree with you, and when I saw this, I thought, boy, that was a huge step forward. But we're going to try to follow their instructions here and see if we get all tied up in knots or if we go somewhere. So if we go to thewellnessnetwork.com and click on how to get started, we're going to try that next. And I might make a recommendation that we do it a little bit differently because the way this pretty pictures and spinning wheels and all that stuff work, that's the navigation nightmare. But the new website works pretty slick, so I'm going to show you both of those. So we're going to skip going to the blog because all of us would probably skip going to the blog in real life, right?
Mostly.
Okay, so if I go...
There are some articles on there that would be worth looking at, so I would explore
okay.
that possibly.
All right, well, let's look at the blog then. It says we've gone now to the Wellness Network, and we want to click on how to get started. And it's supposed to be somehow coming up here. There we go. So, first thing is to sign up for the Wellness Network. It's free. And in doing that, you provide your email address. Once you do that, you go to step two. Now, I wonder if that means step two. Let's just put let's see. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, thank you for joining the IDS, the Wellness Network mailing list. We look forward to keeping you informed. Did that turn some people off signing up? Or are they already in and they're ready to go?
I think they're already in and ready to go. I don't think it would be bad.
Okay, your email address is phead@russell.com. And your interests are... please select the area of interest for which you'd like to receive occasional email from us. Or your information, please provide your information here. Items marked with an asterisk are require a response for sign up. So we sign up. The Wellness Network uses safe subscribe or unsubscribe, which guarantees the permanent removal of your email address from the Wellness Network list. Note, in any or in each email you receive, there will be a link to unsubscribe. Okay. So we're all set there. That's not really my name.
But it's mine.
All right, we're going to go to Zimbabwe. No, we'll do the United States because they don't have Yakima in Zimbabwe. So we're going to submit. So now what we see is... So, interest and preferences. All right, let me check this. I got to find out who's on the line here.
Hello, this is... Oh.
Okay, that was somebody else. All right, so you're... Da-da-da-da-da. Please close the window and continue browsing. All right, everybody good with all that so far?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we go... Oh, look, there's P-Head again. Are we lost? Where are we supposed to go after that? I sign up. Did I get lost? Did you guys get lost?
Out of that.
We go to step two. Donk. After completing step one, please fill out the form below and submit it to us. This will provide us with all the necessary information we require to add you to the Wellness Network. Wait, didn't we just do that? But you have to put in the rank. If you have any comments or suggestions, why do it twice? Anybody kind of struck with that same question?
Yeah.
Just the requirements of the setting up the email portion as opposed to setting up the other portion for you, because this will allow you to have the proper password for your rank.
So,
two different functions.
Wouldn't it be nice if they wrote gaining your or getting your password on the top or something like that? Because maybe I'm overthinking this. All right, we'll go past this part then. And
could they integrate it? Like you sign up all your information there, and at the bottom you have an option to be part of to get emails.
Yeah, that could be good. I'll check it. All right, I'll check with those guys and see if we can do that. So then that's step two. We added that. Alright, now let's see what we do down here, send. So now it's going to send a message back to P-Head. You will receive an email from us within 7 days confirming that we have completed your registration and supplying you with your free tokens. In the meantime, we encourage you, and so anybody want to know what the tokens are for? We encourage you to get started on a new partner track. You will need a password to enter. Please use the following password, partner, to gain access. Thanks again for joining and for your patience while we complete your registration. We're excited to have you as a member of the Wellness Track Network. So I guess we go to partner, eh? So where do you go from here?
What are the tokens?
There's a section that you can watch videos, have your prospects go in and watch videos, and they cost 9 cents a visit or a token. They give you free ones at the beginning. That is supposed to eventually be phased out, but they don't tell you what those are at this point. So we got a little bit of confusion on what the heck a token is. So we're already getting ourselves a little bit bogged down. All right, so we're now, where would you guys think you would want to go after that? Well, you went through step one and step two, but it doesn't take us to step three. It just leaves you hanging. Anybody have a trouble with that?
Yeah.
I do. Getting hit back twice.
Okay.
Keep going.
Won't go back anymore. So we have to go to, when we go over here to this welcome again, we'll try that. And then we'll go over here to, now, this is also confusing because there's introduction. You see, when they have those clicks up there, it's kind of nice in one regard, but you don't read the directions. The Wellness Network is a global organization of wellness consultants who share a common goal of building successful wellness home businesses around the world. A unique training and support program called the Wellness Track System provides a complete operating system for all aspects of the business. The WTS materials have been developed by NECAN leaders and business and healthcare experts to provide Wellness Network members with professional tools and structure to build their businesses. How can you join the Wellness Network community? It's simple and it's free. By joining the committee or the Wellness Network, you'll receive exciting weekly and monthly emails to keep you connected to Wellness Network education and support structures. Click here to go to the sign up page. Now, that makes more sense to me. If you had your click buttons underneath those, wouldn't do that first, right? Or does that make sense to people? Because we already had this.
It makes a lot more sense.
Here's what I'm saying. If this dude here, the introduction button and the how to get started button, were placed one on top of the other down at the bottom instead of at the top. Because what happens with all of us, if the instructions are at the top, you're more likely to read them than if they're underneath. And you start jumping into this, and you'll be automatically confused.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does that strike you?
That makes sense. No, that makes sense, what you're saying. I think even if you put them at the bottom, they're big icons. I think people will click on them before they sign up.
I think you're probably right, too.
I think they can have like a number one in front of introduction, two, how to get started, three, go to the sign-up page.
Well, the sign-up page is already included when you went to how to get started.
Right, but they could have like step one, two, three, you know.
Yeah, that would make it a lot more, make a lot more sense.
Instead
so,
definitely explore it.
So you're going to download the Wellness Track system, review the tutorial, your current rank track. Yeah, I would almost skip that now because I think you're going to like the online version better. Step three, review and complete the Wellness Track workbook available in the new partner toolbox with your coach. Here you'll plan and prepare for your launch, time, money, and contacts. We also suggest viewing the launch plan and contact and invite recordings in the WTS Recordings New Partner section of the site. They will assist you in your understanding and preparation. To my way of thinking, downloading the Wellness Track system here could be an option later on. If you say, well, if you like the online version and you want to have one to carry with you so you can use it from time to time, download it there. But that was because the online version didn't come until later. So if I go to Wellness Track System, enter the Wellness Track, this is the online version. Now I'll show you why I like this better. You can go to this, which is confusing because you go to the overview and you're stuck forever in a tutorial that you can't get out of. If we go to the new partner track, which we should be reviewing first anyway, this makes more sense. review the education for the new partner, and that's a PowerPoint. Go to the library and look at how it's laid out now. It's easier to find things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you come down here and it says choose your rank, you go to the new partner track here, and it's got the education part, the library, and the toolbox, getting back at them in ways that we're more accustomed to than watching the wind, this field, the wheel spin around.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments, Russell? Or
I think that's good. When it says choose your rank, do you choose, like, since you're on track for something you're shooting for, do you choose the rank you're at now, or do you choose the rank that you're wanting at?
It's, you're choosing the rank you're at now, because when you got, let me look at this. Let's see if I can get into Royal Diamond. On this one, it doesn't lock you out of Royal Diamond. Whereas the original one was only giving you information for the new partner track, and you couldn't get any more.
Mm-hmm. That gives you information on whatever you want, pretty much?
Well, it does, but it can be confusing. So if all you got was the ability to go to this track, that's what the original design was all about. When you go into the online version, there's no governor, there's no stop to prevent you from going farther. Perspective on that, anybody?
The only thing I could think is that I wouldn't know where to start. I wouldn't know if choose your rank, so that kind of, that could sound like it doesn't say where are you at now or something like that. But to me, it reads more like pick where you want to be. That's what I would
okay.
think of that wording.
It says use your mouse, click inside. So let's see which presentations they wanted us to take a look at first. This is the body of work represents today the collective consciousness of many years of network marketing experience and success in building NECAN businesses as understood by a small team of leaders. See, this stuff's all a little bit hooey. There's too many pages of nonsense here. It is well understood that the key to success of any franchise business lies in the operating system. If it's proven, that one's okay. A Royal Ambassador business is an organization who's, you see, and now they're already throwing out words like Royal Ambassador. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so right now we've gone to where we're, as a brand new person, we're so confused we can't get started, right?
Yeah.
Would you agree with that, Russell?
I think it does get confusing there, yes.
I think you already started, but I think you would end up being confused.
I think so, too. So, welcome. You're now a wellness consultant. That means... this is something we could write out. Your first step is, let's take our first step in a different direction. We want to see that original overview, okay, because that might be helpful. I'm just going to keep that for a moment. And then the second step, let's go to the library, and let's choose... oh, man, that doesn't even tell me. I'm trying to find... see, I can't even find a place to start here. I want to go to... the partnering process. You can... wow, guys. This is such a pain in the rear. I mean, it's all useful in its own way, but it's not useful for us out there in the field right now. I want to, Steve, is there a way to link a specific page on this stuff? Maybe once it comes up, huh?
Well,
Well, Jerry, what you can do, at least this is my thought process on it, if you want to log out of this.
Okay.
I'll give you another website to go to.
Well, I think I'm ka-chunked. I think I may be frozen. It may be the weather here, but I sure freeze a lot of computers lately. That's why I try to run two or three at a time. That's working. All right, get out of there. Well, for the moment. So just go to another place?
Yeah, but go to another website. You see, like on that page right there, for an example, that page is so busy.
Oh, yeah, that other one?
To me, you know, the one they just left, it drives me personally drives me crazy.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see that.
And so, if you go to www.can, C-A-N, the letter B, the number 4, U, and then backspace that, .biz, / process. Well, this is okay, too. What you can do is make a page that's similar to this. Well, there you go. This is one I made up years ago. It was just a one sheet. Step one, schedule a presentation or listen to one of these calls. Step two, listen to a CD, watch a DVD or video, read a magazine or book, ask which ones are our favorites. And then if you go up to the top, you know, and so on, and that just takes you through different steps until you sign up.
I think it might be better. I'm not sure, but if you have it, like, you can press like getting started, the button or something, and it takes you through the steps. Like you complete step one, and then it says, you know, click here to go to step two. You're finished.
Right. Okay. Now go up to the top. This was the first step. And then go up to where you have process.
Yeah.
And then type process two behind that. Oh. Yep. And then .htm. Some of the stuff doesn't pop up anymore because it isn't a necessarily active one. And then this has a step one, and then down at the bottom in green you see step two. So you click on step two and it takes you to step two. And it doesn't work anymore. But again, the step three, step four, and so on.
Yeah, that's to be much more intuitive. As I've always imagined, that there are some tools within the Wellness Track that would be nice links, but
right.
That's all they are. Because all we have to do is what?
All we have to do is put a link there, just like business overview or product overview. We can link to that document.
Yeah, I like that.
Or we can download it, throw it on my website, and link it there so we know it's not going to go away.
Okay. That's much more along the line of what has held me back with a lot of this stuff, because how can I go out and get 30 people a month or a week and plug them into something that I know they're going to be confused in 25 minutes, and I'm going to spend the rest of my day trying to talk them through it? What we need to do is we need to prove that we can put together the sequencing and then go out and fill the bucket with lots and lots of people. And if we can do that, and it's a success, we come back and we can throw it at Mike and say, we found a significantly higher percentage of effectiveness with this format. They can eventually change anything they want to. He's paying lots of money to do it. We don't want to have to get involved with too much of the background work. We don't have to. But like you were saying, this is just linking it.
Mm-hmm.
What's involved here, Steve?
What's involved is not a whole lot of time. For example, if you go to take the just type in allswell.org.
Okay.
And then go down to the bottom and click next.
I'm writing too. Okay. Click here, you mean? You mean this part? To learn more, click here instead of next?
Uh-huh. For an example, you can do any one of these focus pages.
Okay.
Just pick the one you want to look at.
Now, what is a focus page, and where do you buy them?
The focus page, all it is just click on it.
On that word focus page? Or visit below. Our NECAN personal webpage?
No, just below that.
Oh, down here?
If you're talking to somebody that has situations that you want to plug a health professional in, like a chiropractor or a physical therapist, or you want to explain to people how people like things, well, here's Jerry White telling you all about it. Or here's Bob Purdy or Teddy Aloisio.
Okay. I see that.
Because I have the template made, this page probably took me an hour to put together. And that's probably being way generous with the time. Probably took half hour.
Okay. And so you're loading these things here. Then what we need to do is to come up with a sequence that's helpful.
What you want, which links you want to go to, and we can make a page like this simple and easy.
All right. Then the welcome page was, well, we went back to Can't Be For You Too here, but it can't get back.
Okay, go down to the bottom. Click back. Should be able to take you back.
Yeah, maybe frozen, I don't know. It's not taking me there, y'all. Well, okay, I just minimized it and went back.
Like, right there, that page, to me, if I were you, that's a lot of information on that page. I wouldn't know where to go.
On this page?
On the page that's on the screen?
Yeah.
just because there's so many places you could click.
That's right. This is something that's designed for the wellness consultant that has been guided to go here and click on a certain thing.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I want to find...
That's sort of the library right there.
What we want is to say, let's look at what an opening page could look like for a brand new person. What was the name of that one you were doing? Let's see, it was Can Be For You To Process.
Oh yeah, right. It can be for you .biz/process. Like I say, this was just a real simple thing that I put together years ago.
Well, yeah, it gives me a mindset. A place to look at a page and say, what I want is some place on the internet where I can say to somebody, now that you've gotten started, because even Rick Murphy's has gotten so many things that you just get cramps trying to figure out, where am I? It's great to have all these links, and it's great to put them in libraries and all that sort of stuff, but when it's all hanging out there in front of you, it'd be like a person who gets in to drive a car for the very first time, but there's a transparent dashboard, and all you can see is wires and guts and stuff. It'd intimidate the crap out of them. So what I want to do is to say, you know, a great big happy welcome. You're part of a great team. What we really need to know is what is Nikan, and what can it do for you, or what, based on the fact that you've now been fully informed on what Nikan is, how does it fit for you? What do you do to start? You know, those kinds of questions, and then just go click, and then connect to maybe the workbook. We'll find out if that's usable. So, what was your comment, Jenny?
On which part?
Oh, you were just about to make one.
Just now?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I was just reaching for something. Sorry.
Okay. Russell, are you still with us?
I am. I've been on mute because it's noisy here.
Okay. If we were to start up, Russell finds somebody in the airport and they're in Cincinnati, what would you want them to learn first? They said, hey, this looks pretty cool. You've referred me to this and this and this. I want to sign up. Where would you send them first?
Good question.
If you, you know, in a perfect world, what would you want them to know?
Maybe the basis that you really don't have to know anything, but it's about getting a new person that they know to see the same thing that they just experienced to find it as well. Not necessarily that they know anything about it, just that, hey, come, this is cool, see what I see. We'll learn about it together.
Okay, now, I'm going to show you one segment that Mike put on this. Did you guys remember the car analogy from the Wellness Track system?
No.
Let's see if I can find it real quickly. It's part of that. I appreciate y'all helping me to verify that this is so confusing we can't go anywhere.
No problem.
There we go.
Ooh.
Now I'm going to go to the new partner section, the education process, go. Roles and responsibilities. Unfortunately, I think this thing's going to load pretty slowly. Oh, I guess not. All right. It tells us their belief system. Here's what the five pillars of health are, and what's your state of your health. And so you write down what it is today, what your 90-day goal is, your one-year goal. Is this too early to be bringing that up? Yes, because here's what I want to do. I want to find this one page. There's the car analogy. Basically what it's saying is, wait, where's the car analogy? It's supposed to go through that. How come it's not doing nothing? If I go from 11 to 12, it skips the page. It's not operational. Dang it. What they do in the car analogy anyway is they've got a car with four seats in it. And the person in the driver's seat has the name apprentice. The person behind the driver's seat is coach. The one next to them in the back seat is mentor. So as the person's learning to drive, there's a fourth person actually in the passenger seat in the front that's an observer watching the new apprentice get started there. It's sort of a prospect. And once the apprentice gains enough skill to be the coach, everybody moves. The mentor gets out of the car and a new mentor is put in their place. The coach moves over to the mentor position. The driver gets in the back seat, becomes the coach, and then the prospect moves into the car seat to become the apprentice. I think that's a good analogy to start with by saying, you're a brand new person, you're now the apprentice in this, and you'll have a coach and you'll have a mentor that'll be driving you. Do you guys agree that would be a good place to put something like that? Yep.
Yeah, because it explains the system, what's going to happen.
All right, so if we do that, golly, this is a lot of stuff. But if we don't get it done, you guys will never start. I know it. Because I'm that way. Darn it. All right, so we've got a little welcome. All you want to know, and then we do the car analogy, and then we want to teach them their job is what? Well, the simplest common denominator we've talked about before under Jeff Van Blerkum's construct, the thing they need to do first is simply go get appointments, be the B in an ABC, and kick me under the table if you don't, if I don't plan the next step, which is to get them scheduled for another meeting. Now, if I told that to you, Jenny, your job was to get me these appointments and then sit in the ABC chair, we kind of know how to do that, right?
Right.
And people can feel somewhat confident in doing it, and if they see the same ABC be given over and over again, they know what to invite their friends to. So I feel pretty good about that, and it makes sense to me, but I don't see that in the Wellness Track system right now. Do y'all?
Mm-mm.
Russell, do you like that process? Oh, here we go.
I think so.
Here's our apprentice, coach, and mentor. You see that?
Mm-hmm. I'm about 3-4 minutes behind your pictures on my computer, so I can't keep up with it.
So now the mentor moves out of that seat, the coach moves over, the apprentice moves back, and now the new apprentice is developed. That's the partnering process. So we can use some of this terminology now. They become new apprentice, coach, and mentor. And then run it again. Okay, now the competencies of a new partner. That means you're supposed to do daily activities. It took me forever to figure out what that meant. And your new competency would be, you got three things to do: residual, recruit, and retail. So now we're working on the recruiting part. The partnering process. There's the evaluation phase, the contact and invite, the validate the business, validate the products, validate the plan. And we've been doing that with Terry's group and then make a decision. I don't know if they want to know this much information at the beginning. Maybe they do. I just think, sit down there and watch me do this part, bring them to a wellness home preview.
You know, Jerry, that particular page, to me, you can show somebody, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have an evaluation phase. During the evaluation phase, we teach you about the different things. We teach you how to contact and invite people. We teach you how to validate the business. We teach you how to validate the products. We teach you how to validate the plan. And to me, that right there tells people what we're going to be going through for the process.
Okay, so it's okay to do that now, as long as you just promise to take them through the steps.
Right.
Because you'll be learning each step along the way. And Jenny, did you have a comment on that?
Yeah, like if you're brand new and you're seeing this, I think it's good because you have there's a game plan of where you're going to go. Like you have an idea. But still, I think you would know what does validate the business mean? You know, validate the products, how does that happen? Like, I still don't think they'd get the full picture. I don't know if that's what you're looking for or not, but I think it's a good start where they get to see, you know, this is what's going to happen in order kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think they'll have questions. I would have questions.
The link appears to be broken. All right, well, I'm going to review this stuff this week, and you guys, as usual, have helped me with it. Steve, I'm going to try to write up something as a kind of a core stepwise progression that may have links that can walk people through stuff, and the links will be somewhat tied together, but it'll make a whole lot more sense, kind of like your format does from one to the other. I mean, step one, step two, step three, that's what I've been dreaming about, what everybody's been talking about forever. And then they get step 3,622 and then 3,623, and they just get themselves all tied up in knots.
Right.
We just need a few steps. Because if we're going to be launching somebody, and the three of you said, by this time, 3 months from now, our goal is to have 6 first-level people and 40 total through this matrix,
mm-hmm.
Well, whatever we do, we'll begin to start looking back and say, does this service or does this not? Is it too much information? If you have a lot of people, you want to go back and look up more information. But we've got to carefully guard it so that it's not difficult to get to people.
Mm-hmm.
You can just keep getting lots and lots and lots of people, and then if you start getting too bogged down, giving too much information, driving you nuts, you go back to a phase where all you had to do is bring people. That was easy, it was fun, everything worked. All you had to do is bring people.
I think that's awesome. You know how Nikan, when you sign up with Nikan, they send you the emails, I think, like every week or
once a month?
They kind of break you in on it. I think that would be a good thing, like on a step process. Instead of all the information here at once, like so they could kind of learn it. I don't know how you work that out, but
yeah,
I thought that was really nice because you got a chance to ask questions on it, find out what if you had questions, and it wasn't too much information at once.
Yeah, I agree.
But there was links on there also. If you wanted more information, you could go get it too. If it wasn't enough.
Yeah. Well, I want you guys to kind of think about this week, and that is, what are four basic things that if you did, you know, I always like to go back to that deal. If everybody brought one senior a month, how much would you make? And what would it take to capture that one senior? Well, we all know if you only got one person on auto ship a month, but each of those got one person a month, if you did that, a year from now, this would all be a moot point. It's all about people.
Mm-hmm.
And the simple thing is, if Steve signed up Jenny today and said, Jenny, we got one thing and one thing only that we're going to do. We're going to run people from event to event to give them a vision so that we can find one every month or more. Who's going to find one every month or more, and everybody does $100. That's all we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you ended up with 4,000 people at the end of the year. Jenny is going to get paid $12,000 that month. But what is it that she really needs to do to keep the 12,000 going, or actually doubling it every month so she'd go to 24? What are the basic things that she would have to do to have made that month work? So, Jenny, what are they? The minimum that you'd have to do to make that month work for Steve and for you?
Well, you have to continue getting more people, right?
Uh-huh. Yep, so you're getting at least...
Okay, I don't know.
All you'd have to do is to get one a month, do $100, and I recommend that you listen to stuff that's NECAN oriented instead of the news, and
right.
You get and you read things that are positive about what your future is going to be like. Do you think you could do that? Get one person a month and get $100.
Yeah, heck yeah, that'd be. That's easy.
And so if everybody you did understood just that much, and you're making $25,000 a month at the end of the year, people would be buying wellness homes, they'd be doing all this other stuff, and that wouldn't probably pan out to be true. But if that's all they had to know,
mm-hmm.
and everything else you put on them cripples them even more, that's exactly what NECAN is right now. Is that if everybody did simple and get one, and we were able to make our process here that simple, then there's a second thing you could go into later on to learn more. But by cracky, if you want to still be successful, don't puke that information all over everybody. Go back to the original, do it over and over again, and do it fast.
Sounds great.
Steve, does that sound like an oversimplification?
No, I think, I apologize, I wasn't paying total attention there, but I just sent you an email. I think you'll like the particular sheet, and I think it's what you're talking about.
All right, Russell?
Yo, baby.
Yeah. We've talked about this a lot, is maintaining that very simple process of go get someone who does $100 and get somebody under them who does $100 and get somebody. That's network marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, at its simplest form.
And network marketing in NECAN was done early on. And I think we want to imply that when you get a ticket for this, it's going to vastly, eventually exceed your wildest imaginations, but that's all we want them to know.
or you may show them a little snippet of how wonderful it could be if you do all these things. So jump in. Get started. $75. Let's crank it. $100 a month. And then carefully control when they get new information. So I'm going to go ahead, Steve, and start looking up my email and see what I got here. But that's what I want, guys. I want that simplicity because we know we can turn over bodies, right? All of you have done more than probably 15 or 20 people getting them to the table. You all know that, right?
Right.
So if you can do it, what basically stops people? Well, it's usually that they're get too complicated. They scare themselves. So I'm going to pray on this one because I always get myself all tied up in knots. But okay. Podcast. I think I wiped you guys off the planet with that, but we'll see what happens. Any other comments? And then I'll look at Steve's email and we'll go from there.
I think you're right with keeping it simple. I think that's the way to go for sure.
Especially in today's market where everybody doesn't think they have any, they don't have two nickels to rub together.
Yeah, or any time.
You know, it's like I gave one of the books that we talked about a while back, Jerry, to one of my friends, you know, that met on tracks and, you know, been talking with his son for months. And you know, I gave it to her a month ago, and she still hasn't read more than just a few pages. You know, but if I would have given her a CD that she had a 10-minute introduction to Nikan that you and you know, Eric or somebody or myself, probably not myself, but, you know, Jerry, you know, you and Greg Rooney, like you did when the 4 equals 3,000 thing years ago.
You know,
make it long and make it like it just covering the stuff that's on canbeforyou.biz, just that one page. I think it was fantastic. And you guys were just popping back and forth on that presentation, just having a ball, just going nuts, and it was just fun.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we need, a 10-minute thing that says, hey, this is fun, you want to own your own life, you want to have freedom, this is what we've done over the last year, let's have some fun.
It may be a little vision where we're going, everybody matters, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know, just something just really fun and just fun. I like it.
I get the gist. Now it's just a matter of focusing and cranking it and putting it down. And we got 2 weeks and Christmas is in there, so it's not a big deal, right?
Right.
Because January 1st, we pop the clutch, and Jenny, you'll have to teach us how to do that part.
All right. No problem.
Okay. So, Steve, this is an interesting deal here. Did you ever try it?
Nope. I thought it was too simple. I was off chasing the stuff that my upline was doing.
Now, this is basically the basic stuff. This is kind of Jeff's stuff too.
Yes, it is. You know, all we need to do is just have some links. Follow that process and just have some links that people could go to.
I think also what might help is if when you're on the wellness track page and the part where it says step one, step two, and you can click on these different things. Well, off to the left, it gives you options for them, like to go back to the home page and stuff. But I think it might be simpler if you could show the steps that you're going that you would be going through, like an index in a book, but on the main page only have one step. So there's not a whole page of letters, and especially small writing. It looks like a lot of stuff to read. But if you have, like, one step at a time, but you can see, like, a legend on one side, highlighted maybe, of where you're at in the process of the steps.
That's awesome.
So you know where you're at?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good. Now we just have to figure out how to... I'm going to write that down, too. Okay, we'll call that the Jenny step, okay? We can name it after you.
Cool.
All right. It's now time to lay it out. Let's start working together and get this done, because we got to haul some bodies in here, get 10,000 of them in the next couple of them. In the next year, if we add 10,000 among you guys, then you'll probably be giddy and you'll probably buy me lunch once in a while.
Dinner.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.